The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, as we embrace those summer days. If you don't recognize it, that's a little sly in the family stone. And we have in the house from Parks and Recreation with the City of Pensacola, she's our marketing and outreach coordinator, Brittany Hughes. Good to have you back again, Brittany.
Good morning, Meg. It's so nice to be here. Thank you.
Yes, I'm so excited. You've got somebody with you, too, it looks
like. Yes, I have Diana Bernal. She is my new intern for the summer. She is way overqualified to be my intern, but I'm so proud to have her here.
Well, welcome, Diana, to the show. We're glad that you're here. Okay, so Parks and Recreation, last time you were here, we were talking about all the summer camps and the things for kids to do. How's that going?
It's going fantastic.
Yeah?
The kids are having a wonderful time, and both in the summer camp and at their outdoor activities and mm-hmm. their field trips. It's so cool.
Oh, how fun is that? Now, yes. Is there still room for anybody in case they maybe missed the original deadline?
There actually is. In our Fricker Resource Center, there is still room, and they're doing open enrollment throughout the summer, and you can pay by the week. So you don't have to commit to 4 full weeks.
Oh, that's great for like working moms and dads.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So how would they get in touch with them?
You can go to PlayPensacola.com and then go under events and then summer camp.
Okay, so that's still available. So that's good news.
Yes.
Okay, what else is on the horizon? What's she got going on?
All right, so we just recently had our first movies in the park. We just played Black Panther this past Saturday.
How was that?
It went swimmingly. In fact, we didn't get a drop of rain down
there. No kidding.
Well, I heard reports of it raining like cats and dogs at least a mile north of us. But
isn't that wild?
Down there at Hunter Amphitheater, it didn't rain a drop. And our constituents and our visitors had a fantastic time.
Did you have a good turnout?
Yes, we did. We had about 300 people turn out to that.
Get out of here.
Absolutely, 300? Yes. It was amazing. They had free inflatable bounce houses, free face painting, and then we had a free craft, too. So it was so much fun.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I would have been happy with about 20 people, 20
exactly,
kids. Exactly,
right?
That's incredible.
But if they did miss that, or if anyone did miss that, we have another one coming up on Saturday, July 26th.
All right.
We are so excited about that.
That is my mom's birthday, July 26th. How about that?
What a coincidence.
How about that? Wow. Okay, so movies in the park, Saturday, July 26th. Get your calendars, get your mobile phones out now. Go ahead and mark it down. That should be a perfect night for movies in the park.
Absolutely. And if it does get rained out, we do have a rain date set for August, so everyone will be notified of that.
Okay.
But until then, we won't say the R word again. We'll say precipitation.
Correct. We don't say the H word either around here.
All right. that event will start at 6 o'clock. That's a pre-show. That starts at 6 o'clock from 6 to sunset.
Uh-huh.
And then right after sunset, that's when we're going to play the movie.
Oh, exciting. Okay, you need to describe exactly where this is, because I know you said Hunter Amphitheater, but some folks may not know exactly where that is.
Totally. Most everyone knows about Blue Wahoos, right?
Right. I think pretty much you know where the Blue Wahoo Stadium is in the Maritime Park.
Exactly. It's in the Maritime Park behind the Wahoo Stadium.
So if you're looking at the water, it's on the right-hand side.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yeah, on the right-hand side.
Yes, okay. It's right behind there. In fact, we use the restrooms located in the Wahoo Stadium on the backside of it.
Convenient, yeah.
And for those events at the CMP. So, mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. Okay, and so that's the official address is 301 West Main Street.
Of the Wahoo Stadium, mm-hmm. yes. And then mm-hmm. you park in the stadium parking. That's free parking.
Okay.
That's a big thing here.
Yes, that's
and
true.
And then you walk around to behind the stadium to the amphitheater.
And then what should people bring with them?
You want to bring your blankets and picnic baskets and coolers. Those are all allowed. We just ask you to not bring any glass and please leave the pets at home because some people don't necessarily like pets.
Mm-hmm.
We want to
could start barking in the movie or something like that.
That wouldn't be the best.
No.
Yes,
no,
exactly.
Not.
But of course, if your children or adults wanted to participate in our free water slides. We're going to have two. Remember, bring a change of clothes and some towels.
And a towel.
Yes.
It's helpful.
Absolutely. So we're going to have those two free water slides, free face painting, and a free themed craft. And this pre-show activities are going to take place between 6 and 8 o'clock before sunset.
So to get there a little bit early before the movie to take part in all the fun stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
And it looks like you're also going to have, and if people don't have time to stop and get something, you are going to have food there.
Yes, we will. Popcorn King will be on location. We're also going to have a shaved ice vendor.
Perfect for the heat.
A lemonade vendor, which best lemonade I've ever drank from that lemonade stand. We're also going to have food trucks from Sunny's Barbecue and Tracy's Cherished Creations.
Oh, that might mean our friend Eldon Scott's going to be out there.
Yes.
Eldon's on the show a lot with
Sunny's
Barbecue.
Yes. Yeah. He was there last month.
Oh,
and
cool.
He said they had a great turnout.
Excellent. So. Okay, so Eldon with Sunny's Barbecue and then Tracy's Cherished Creations.
Yes.
So what does she offer?
They have a great selection of burgers.
Oh.
Now, everything that they make is made on site when you order it. So it might take a few minutes, but everything is delicious.
Excellent.
And then Sunday's Barbecue. Of course, Eldon and his team provide a wide array of budget-friendly options for the barbecue meals.
Perfect. So you go down there, you get on the water slide, you get some free face painting, do a little craft, run around, get that energy out, then you get a little something to eat, and then settle down and to watch a movie.
Yes.
And what's the movie?
All right. So this movie just was released out on DVD. It was just in theaters last week.
Okay.
And to have a little fun guessing game with the crowd, here is the a little poem.
Okay, listen up
for
now,
you to guess the movie.
Okay.
With blocks to break and worlds to roam, a hero leaves his pixel home. A trident king with flowing hair and Bowser's voice, you'll find them there. They dig, they craft, they fight with glee. What's the name of this blocky movie?
Ooh, okay. If you think you know the answer, this is just for fun.
Just for fun.
Because this is a free event, so we don't have tickets to give away, per se.
Absolutely.
But just for fun. If you think you know the answer to the poem of what is the movie they'll be showing at the Hunter Amphitheater at the Maritime Park Saturday, July 26th, text it in, 850-437-1620. Want to read it again?
Yes, please. Now listen up. With blocks to break and worlds to roam, a hero leaves his pixel home. A trident king with flowing hair and Bowser's voice, you'll find them there. They dig, they craft, they fight with glee. What's the name of this blocky movie?
Okay, we had one guess that's not correct. Mario Brothers.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one,
that's
but it's not
one.
The right one.
No, it's not the right one, but maybe that'll be up for a debate next year for our next year's Movies in the Park.
Now, we did have one I think that could be correct. The question it comes in from, this is, let's see, their number ends with 1100, so I don't have a name.
Okay.
But is it the Minecraft movie?
It might be.
Oh.
That did just come out of theaters.
Is that it?
That's it.
Yay.
Yes.
Somebody else just texted in. Two more people texted in. Minecraft. Yep. You got
that's
it, y'all.
That's yes. it. Yes.
Good for you.
Oh, that's so cool.
Okay. So that's what they're going to be showing on July 26th at the Maritime Park at the Amphitheater, Hunter Amphitheater.
At sunset.
A free movie.
Yes,
ma'am. Because it costs a lot to go to the theater.
It sure does.
And this is this is the new one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It just came out.
It just came out.
On DVD. Yes, it did.
Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I was so lucky to get it. So I was completely stoked when I was able to swing that and grab that up. So.
Yes. Okay.
All the kids at our resource centers are so excited to see the movie.
Absolutely.
And of course, us millennials. Well, I'm a millennial.
I'm not quite in that category, but that's okay.
I did play Minecraft.
Did you?
Going up through high school and whatnot. So,
yes. Oh,
yes.
I know that you're not alone.
I was the original.
I love it.
So, yes.
Oh, how fun. Okay. And people may even dress up for this too, right?
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
We might have some characters there.
Mm-hmm.
But we were for sure have a crafting station there themed. With a theme craft.
Oh, okay. So it'll be like a Minecraft craft.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
clever.
So excited. And then we're also going to have visitors from the airport. So the airport is actually running a Minecraft challenge. It's a Minecraft airport design challenge.
Oh.
And it's very cool. The airport will be there, and there's going to be a little commercial before the movie plays to let everyone know more about it.
Okay.
But all ages are welcome. And I'm very excited to have them be incorporated into that night.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And the kids that are going to be participating in this challenge, the airport's providing like backstage tours.
Really?
For the kids who are, you know, participating in this. It is so cool how they're getting involved in this. So,
oh, that's great.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well,
they're friends, so cool.
Our friends from Cat Country and News Radio, we are out sponsoring this event as well. So
yes.
We're excited to do that along with Florida Power and Light. So we always appreciate the sponsors.
Yes, of course. Yes.
So that's a good thing. So that's exciting. So that now what time does that happen?
That's going to be during the pre-show.
During the pre-show. Okay.
Yes. And they're going to be on site ready to ask questions and spread information on how everyone, all ages, can get involved in this challenge.
Excellent. Okay.
Yes.
So if you just joined us, talking with Brittany Hughes, she's with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. So again, just kind of repeat all the information because someone may have just gotten in their car, they're on their way to the store, and they want to know more about what we're talking about.
Of course. So we're talking about Movies in the Park. The next date for Movies in the Park is Saturday, July 26th. That's in about 3 to 4 weeks, I believe. The time, it runs from 6 p.m. to 9:30. The pre-show will be from 6 to 8, and then the movie will start around sunset, approximately around 8:10 at night. But during the pre-show, between those hours of 6 to 8, we're going to have free water slides, free face painting, and a free themed craft for all ages. We're also going to have a DJ with music.
So it'll be a Minecraft craft.
Yes, it will be. We're so excited. Last time we had rock painting, which was a huge hit.
Oh, yeah.
Those tables, I had two tables set up with 12 chairs, and they were all completely full the entire pre-show.
Rock painting is cool because on the beach and some other places, and you'll be walking on a trail and you'll find one. It's the neatest thing.
You know, speaking of painted rocks, we will be having rock snakes.
Excuse
around,
me?
Yes. So,
okay, you may need to explain that.
This project
for someone like
was
me,
started.
Is afraid of snakes.
This project was started by our after school program,
and
they actually painted the first rock snakes. And all of these rocks, painted rocks, will be installed at Belvedere Park under the giant oak, at Bill Gregory Park at that entrance, at Bayview Park off of East Mallory Street,
right,
and then at Sanders Beach across from those public restrooms. But look around, visit these parks, and you're going to see a sign for the rock snake. Each rock snake is named. And then we're inviting the community to actually help us grow the rock snakes throughout the summer. So
how does that work? If you wanted to help grow the snake, that work?
You could contact me, and then I am very happy to bring a set of paint markers and rocks to your company or organization or business help you host that rock snake party, or rock painting party, rather. But anyone can add, painted rocks to that. In fact, the painted rocks that we collected during the June 14th Movies in the Park will be randomly added to all four rock snakes.
Oh, neat. Oh, that's so cool.
So they're going to be able to go to those locations and, find their rock that they painted.
Now, did you
event.
Say there's going to be rock painting at this event on the
there
26th?
There is not.
Okay, because it's already done.
It's
there.
Already
okay.
done.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes. I wanted to have something extra special for this very special movie that we're running.
Okay. All right. So I hope you're taking notes here because all of this is happening on Saturday, July 26th.
Yes, we are so excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun for you and the family, all the kids, and Minecraft's a great movie, probably rated G if they still rate things that way, I'm guessing.
They do, and it is.
That's good. Okay. What else can you tell us about the event and what people need to know if they wanted to come out?
All right. So you want to make sure that you bring your blankets, picnic baskets, and coolers. We do allow those. And, of course, your fold-out chairs if you don't want to sit on the grass. We do ask you to not bring any glass, and please leave the pets at home. But we will be having those free water slides. So if your kids or you want to go on those free water slides, make sure you bring a change of clothes and towels.
I think you'll want to. It's probably going to be pretty hot that time of year.
Yes, it definitely will be. speaking of the water slides, we're actually having two of them. One's
going to
be 12 foot, And then the other one's going to be 21 foot.
Whoa.
So okay. One for the bigs and one for the littles.
Okay. I'll be on the little one.
Same. Same. I don't do heights.
Right. Me either. Okay. We're good. We're kindred spirits. And then free face painting, which is always fun.
Yes, it is. And they paint more than your face. They will paint your arms. You know, if you want something special in your hand, they'll paint your hand. You know, it's so much fun. And that was a huge hit in the mm-hmm. last one. And of course, we've got that free Minecraft themed craft that we'll be doing.
Okay. So someone just texted in, are they going to be doing the rock painting again at the movie? We're just talking about that.
Yes.
That actually will be done. So we're not doing it this time.
Not doing it this time, but we will be sharing information about that. So if anyone does want to contribute to those rock snakes at those four different parks,
mm-hmm.
You can still do it. Absolutely.
Okay. But you need to contact you to get the information.
Yes.
And the kits and everything.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so, but as far as the actual event that night, you're going to have a craft for Minecraft.
Yes, we will.
Okay, so that's a whole different thing.
Yes, it is. I definitely wanted to kind of incorporate the Minecraft theme everywhere in the event. So it's going to be such a great time.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Perfect night out for the summertime. So
yes.
And if people want more information about the things that are going on, where can they go?
PlayPensacola.com.
Excellent. So that's for everything.
Is that yes,
also
ma'am.
Have all the classes and the summer camps and things
it
like
that.
It
has information for the summer camps, the movies and the park series, and also our after school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So our after school, we are in the middle of summer, and so we know that it's never too early to be thinking about back to school.
Mm.
As unfortunate that it is that the kids do have to be sent back. But remember, if your kid is 4 to 5, remember if they're approaching kindergarten age, please do go ahead and register them. It's better to register them early
mm-hmm.
than late.
Okay.
Just
good
so
advice.
They don't fall behind.
Good advice.
But specifically about our after school registration, that's actually opening early on Tuesday, July 1st, which is next Tuesday.
Gosh. It's next Tuesday.
Yes.
Wow.
I can't
okay.
believe July's next week.
Gosh. Okay.
And so for this after school, just generally speaking about some of our activities, we do offer homework help and tutoring to these kids.
Okay.
So if they're struggling in school, we can help with that.
Oh, that's good to
and
know.
And then we offer STEM activities and then also indoor and outdoor sports.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my favorite things to go and do is watch them play kickball in their indoor gyms, and they
there
have so much fun. And they're actually now getting into tennis too. So it's just so cool to see these kids do things that they probably would never have done before.
Oh, someone just texted in. So what are the STEM projects that the kids get to do in the after school care?
There's so many options for our STEM activities.
Okay.
So they've built boats before mm-hmm. out of, duct tape and cardboard.
What?
Yes. It's so cool. They've also done an elephant toothpaste project, which is a science experiment.
Uh-huh.
And then they build lights.
Really?
They make little electrical circuits and turn on LED lights with the electrical circuits.
How cool is that?
It's so,
I might have to
it's
come.
It's wild. Yes.
It
is
like
so
fun.
Awesome
yeah.
What they are involved in.
Okay. So if someone wanted to register for that or participate in that, where do they go? How do they do that?
So they can go to playpensacola.com
mm-hmm.
/ after school.
Okay.
They can do that. But they can also visit these specific locations in person
mm-hmm.
If they want a more personalized experience to help with registration, which we are very happy to do that.
And do you have the list of those locations?
Yes,
where
we
they
do.
Are?
So listen up. We've got ES Cobb Resource Center, and that's off of Mallory Street.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Fricker Resource Center, and that's near downtown at the intersection of F Street and DeSoto Street. We've got Goal Point, which is in Northeast Cobb off of Creighton Road and Spanish Trail. And we've got Woodland Heights, and that's near Exit 4 off of I-110 at the Fairfield Drive exit.
So what are the hours on this? I know it's after school, but what are the times on that?
Well, when they end school, obviously, mm-hmm. Around 2 o'clock.
2? Okay.
2 to 6.
Okay, 2 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how much does it cost?
So the after-school care is $55 a week for residents and $70 a week for non-residents. But for many of our applicants, we are able to provide free tuition through a partnership with Scambia Children's Trust.
Oh,
last
cool.
year, they paid for over 200 children to have free after-school care.
Huh.
It
okay.
is amazing.
Thank you for that. Congratulations. Yeah, that's amazing. That's great news.
Yes.
Okay. And then what about transportation?
So for transportation, we do offer many options from our schools. And to verify that your specific school or your child's school does offer transportation, like a school bus, going from their school to our resource center, you would need to contact our out-of-school time coordinator for mm-hmm. those specific details. And you can go to playpensacola.com/afterschool okay. for more information on that.
Okay, great. Okay, so then the question is, if my kid is currently in your summer camp, do we have to enroll again for the after school?
Yes.
So it's two different things.
It is two different things. Okay. In fact, we do ask kids that were previously enrolled in after school mm-hmm. Last year to re-enroll again.
Just so you do need to do that again. Okay.
Exactly.
That's good to know.
So that's just so we keep our numbers consistent and we keep our information up to date because things change.
Right, of course. So you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert is Brittany Hughes. She's here with the City of Pensacola Park and Recreation talking about the after-school programs for summer and summer camps. But we've got a couple minutes left, so in case someone just joined us, let's talk one more time about the big event coming up on July 26th.
Yes, so on Saturday, July 26th, it's our last movie in the park at Hunter Amphitheater, and that is behind Wahoo Stadium. And that time runs from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Our pre-show is from 6 to 8, and then the movie will start at sunset. Our pre-show activities will include free water slides, two included, which is a 12-foot water slide and a 21-foot water slide. Free face painting for all ages, everyone. And then a free themed Minecraft craft.
Fun.
It's so fun. We'll also have DJ with music during the pre-show. Now, if you happen to want to come by and don't get a chance to grab dinner, no big deal. We're going to have popcorn from Popcorn King. Shaved ice and lemonade vendors will also be there. And then we're going to have food trucks from Sunny's Barbecue and Tracy's Cherished Creations.
Sounds good to me.
Yes.
Especially that shaved ice on a hot summer day.
It's so nice.
That's going to be fantastic. So all the pre-events start at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then what time is the movie?
Movie starts around 8:10.
Mm-hmm.
We say sunset, but we usually wait about 10 minutes after sunset, so it gets extra dark.
Right.
So that movie is well seen.
Okay, so all of this is happening where?
Hunter Amphitheater behind Wahoo Stadium.
Okay, so if you don't know where that is, it's right next to the stadium. You can't miss it, right there on Main Street.
Right behind the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk around that very large walkway, you will see a giant amphitheater right behind the stadium. Parking is free at the stadium. So I'm going to say it again. Parking is free. It's unbelievable, right?
Yes, it makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
For sure. Okay, so all of this is happening again on Saturday, July 26th. And I hope that everybody can come out for that. Bring the kids, bring the family. They prefer that you not bring the pets for this one.
Yes,
right?
Please do bring leave the pets at home.
Okay, so we're excited to be a part of this and sponsoring this as well. We're talking also about the aftercare. Someone did send in a question specifically about that, Brittany. Their question is there a deadline for enrolling for the after school program?
We do have rolling enrollment for the after school program. So just because we open enrollment on July 1st doesn't mean you miss out. At all.
So it's when you say rolling enrollment, what does that mean?
If you miss it by August 1st, mm-hmm. or if September comes along,
mm-hmm.
we can still enroll you in an after-school program.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. So all of this information is on your website.
playpensacola.com/afterschool for the after-school program.
Okay.
But everything else, you can just go to playpensacola.com.
Okay. So this is very exciting. Lots of good things happening with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. And you just had the summer camps, right?
Yes. They're ongoing, and we still have room for at Fricker Resource Center. We're doing open enrollment there, or rolling enrollment, rather.
Rolling enrollment. There you go. I like that term.
Throughout the next month, and you can pay by the week. You don't have to commit to a full month.
And how would someone get involved if they wanted to have their child in the summer camp, which is a little different from the aftercare?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different thing.
Yes,
so
it is.
The summer camp, how would they do that?
You can go to playpensacola.com, and then in the menu, you can search for summer camp, and then go down to Fricker, and you'll see Fricker's contact information. Contact that center,
mm-hmm.
And then you can, call them and apply either in person or we do have a online registration that they can do.
Well, you've got a full schedule, Brittany. It sounds like you've got your hands full this summer. No
it
rest
is,
for the weary.
It is such a great summer. Yes.
So
everyone's
what's your favorite thing so far? Because I know you're there at some of the summer camps and things like that. What's one of your favorite things that you've seen so far for the kids?
The reactions mm-hmm. of the kids during their field trips.
Oh.
Where have they gone? Well, some of them have gone to, they have pool days. multiple pool days every week. But some of them have actually gone to the zoo.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes. They've had such a great time. And then they've been visited by some mounted units by the sheriff's office.
Nice. Excellent.
So, yes.
Okay. You do a great job. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about all of this. Be sure to mark your calendar for the 26th for the movie in the park. Thanks, Brittany, for being here. Appreciate all that you're doing for us and for our kids and the community.
Thank you, Meg. This has been wonderful.
All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel. We'll be back with you again right after the news.